His name is Jordan. He's 17 years old and he's disabled. He caught a virus when he was 20 months old that attacked his brain and left him brain damaged. Jordan goes to school at Highfields in Ely, and he also goes to a Saturday club once a month. But one of the favourite things he likes to do is to watch CBeebies, and in particular the children's programme Something Special and Mr. Tumble.
Hello, hello, how are you? Hello, hello, it's good to see you. I say hello.
I have another 120 miles until I reach Jordan and his family and find out more about his interest.
Jordan, what did you have at school dinner today? Was it fish and chip day?
Hello.
Hello, Carly. I'm Maria, Jordan's mother.
Lovely to meet you, Maria. Can you tell me a bit about Jordan? What's his disability?
He has profound multiple learning difficulties with global delay, which basically means, although he's nearly 18, he's got the mental age of probably a 2 to 3 year old. It is very hard work. He is a 24/7 care, and I must admit I do get very, very tired.
So what do you do to ease the pressure off looking after Jordan? Is there anything that keeps him entertained?
Anything to do with Mr. Tumble. He's very keen on Something Special. I don't know why. I'm wondering if it's the colours or because it's very active. It's strange.
A thought on how this works from the top of CBeebies.
I think the beauty of Something Special is that it absolutely speaks to them in a way that they understand. Those children watching know that it's for them. They know that that programme's for them, intuitively. So therefore, it has a connection and an emotional engagement.
Unfortunately, Jordan cannot talk, but watching Something Special enables him to communicate to some degree. Now, Jordan's school, Highfields in Ely, also encourages children to watch Something Special. Yvonne Bowen, one of the teachers at the school, is going to show me into one of her classes. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello, Carly. Do come into P1. This is the earliest class in the school. The children have just had their break, and as it's a wet day, we actually use Mr. Tumble so that the children can engage with the screen.
Why do you get the pupils to watch Something Special in class, Yvonne?
As a special school, we use Makaton as a means of communication. On the screen, Justin is signing. And as children like Justin, because of his facial expressions, because it's got humour in it, they actually watch his signing. And in the corner of the screen, very often the symbols are shown as well, which helps the children to associate the hand movements with the actual symbol.
As well as learning how to sign, the programme appears to change Jordan's behaviour.
He gets so excited when he watches it. If he's in a bad mood, because he does get moody, we'll just put Mr. Tumble and Something Special on, and he's fine. He calms down and he just basically watches it.
CBeebies controller Kay Bembo explains this.
We do the best research we possibly can to make sure that the content is developed for them. It's thought through very carefully. The way we work is with experts who understand children with special needs. Parents feed into it. We talk to people, so we know the challenges that they face. It's about understanding perhaps where they might be at a time. And I think if somebody can communicate and get through, then that does have a calming effect.
The TV show seems to be something special for this young man and many other children.
There is an obvious sign that he likes to watch it. I think it is quite important for a disabled child to have something they like, whether it be something on the television or something out in the community. I know lots of disabled children, and there's lots get really, really fixed to Something Special. It just makes them happy.